We're holding Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on the top of the Gemara. Again, the Shalom in the middle now is that we said Alecha. The last Gemara was that Kol Adam Shenichnus Olehecha Lechatur is Psula. The Chomer says now only Yechatus, and the Lesser says even in Roshim also. So the question was, what's the Machlokes? Why did the Chomer ask you on your Lesser? The Lesser holds as a Hekesh of Kechatus Koshom. But just like for sure everybody agrees that they're called Chatus. If you bring it down inside the pnim, it becomes possible. So the same thing should apply by Nashim also. So why did Rabban argue on Rabbi Lezer? That was the Gemara's question. So the last Gemara was, Amar Rabbi Oshom Nichnas Dabon Lepnim Possel Lemotse Samet Kavachon Leyeno. This is the Chum's reason. And now the topic Gemara is like this. What was the reason? Because Ma Oyle, just like the Korban Oyle, Top Yud Aleph from Aleph, Ma Oyle She Kolo, the whole Korban is burnt. Still the locker is nichnas dam lefnim ksheiro, if they brought some of the dam even before the zrika inside the heichel, and then you take the dam outside, you're allowed to use it. The dam is kosher for zrika. If so, osham a korban osham sheina kol, that whole thing is not burnt. Loikol shrein, isn't it for sure that there should be such a locker that if the dam comes in, just take it out and you can still use it? So that's why the chol magi on your blizzard. So Moshe says no. Mali, you know, especially about a korban olah, shekein einu mechaperes, it does not come for kapara. Maybe that's why there's no psilus the dam comes lefnim. But a korban oshram that comes for a kapara, maybe if you bring the dam inside, it should also be pesel like a korban chatas. So what's the reason why the Chum argue on Reb Leza? So Moshe says no. Minchas chote tochiach, a mincha that's brought on a chet, meaning Rashi says a korban olah v'yored teshmiyas hakol. Let's say somebody knew Eidus, and he swore false that he does not know the Eidus, and then he admits to it. So he's chayv the korban olah v'yored. Let's say he's poor, he cannot afford to bring the korban or the yoif, so he brings a mincha. It's called a mincha schayta. And the lach is, even though you bring the kmitza inside the pnim, it does not become pesel. You can take it outside again and still use it. So you see, not everything that comes in, even though it's mechapa, becomes pesel. So the Gemara says, if you ask him such a question, Vilema, why don't you want to answer back and say better, Chatas Oif Tachiyach? Why don't you start bringing a proof from a Chatas of a knife? If you have the Chatas Oif, which is something that has dam, if that dam comes aside the pnim, it does not become possible. And that's a better pircha, like, because it's dam from dam, it's more of a reason. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why I didn't say Chatas Oif, I tell you because Chatas Oif, really, that's a boil there above me. That's a shayla, Rav Abin has a shayla. If you take the dam of a chatas oif and bring it inside the pnim, does it become pesel or not? So that's why it doesn't want to ask the question from dam of chatas oif, but rather wants to ask, they're bringing a pircha like from a minchas chayta. The minchas chayta, even though it comes from a kapara, still it is brought lefnim as kasha. So that's the chum said, the same thing called an asham also. Even though its dam is coming for a kapara, but if the dam comes inside the pnim, there's no psul, just bring it out again and make a kashra zrika. Smoya still, the lifrach wanted to ask a question like this. Ma le mincha schoite shchen ein le min zevach. Like you chum, what kind of pirch is there for mincha schoite? That's not a type of a korban at all, there's no damim. Maybe that's why if you bring the mincha lefnim, it doesn't become possible. Ma shenk in a korban oshem, it's a zevach, the other dam should become possible. So once there is no other tachiyach, I bring a proof from a korban olah. That here it's a korban, still you see if the dam comes with nim, there's no psul. Never the Gemara says, v'chosar ha-din, I learn out from both. Lo-roi-yizeh, each one true is separate, and minchas chet, it doesn't have any dam, if on a zavach, so other tachiyach. I, olah doesn't come for a chet, so minchas chet tachiyach. I learn out from both of them that Hatzara Shavah Shebehem, what's the common denominator between both of them? Hatzara Shavah Shebehem is Shein Kod Shekudoshim, that they're both a Kod Shekudoshim, the Nichnas Lefnim Sherim, even though the Minch is brewed inside, or even though the Dam of the Oil is brewed inside the Pnim, still the Dam of the Minch is kosher, just take it out and use it. Is Afon the Yavim, Oshram, the same thing I'll bring off for Korban Oshram with the same Svaro. That Shu Kodesh Kodoshim, a Korban Oshram is a Kodesh Kodoshim, and the Nichnas Dam of Lefnim, even though the Dam comes inside in the Kodesh Kodoshim, still kosher, there's no psul, bring it out and use it. So that's what a Chum Magi on Reb Leza. Oh, Malay Rava Mi Banish La Rav Ashi. So Rava Mi Banish says Rav Ashi, for Lifrach, why don't we ask a question like this? Mali Atfara Shavu Shabem Shkem Ein Lem Kitzvah. Maybe both the korban lo and this mincha has no kitzvah, no exact amount of money, how much you have to spend for it. But to yomah biyoshem ashenkan a korban oshem is the loch of shkolim sheishlam kitzvah is exact amount, how much money at least, how much at least you have to spend for your korban oshem is maybe it has a special loch. So since an oshem has a kitzvah, how much money you have to spend for it, maybe you are then if you bring its dam inside lefanim, there should be a tzul. So you cannot learn out a korban oshem from the smear fan from oila and minchas chayta. So still back to question, why did the Rabbanim argue on Rabbi Elazar? So my answer is, Elo Rabba Hainu, to my the Rabbanim, you know what the reason of the Rabbanim are, to Yomak, where the Pesach says, Domo, so we dash in Domo Shalzu, to the Domo Shalachar. Smash only the dam of the Korban Chatef, here there's a psul, if it's brought inside the Pnim. Mashenkin, the Lord Domo Shalachar. Rashi says, Asheyuva mi Domo. So it's mashmoni, this dam, and no other dam. Viduch, so what's Rabbi Chura in Reb Lezo, or in the first man, the Yama? In Reb Kiva, viduch, someone says, Domo v'loi b'sara. Then make the drasha to say, but that's all. Any type of dam that's brought inside is a psalm of dam. V'loi b'sara, Rashi says, Shenichnas b'sara la'ichol, and in the cellus, that you bring the bosser of the carbon inside the penim, there is no psalm. But who are then, it could be any korban, or else Oshem has the psul of his dam is brought inside. Viduch, what does Rabban do with this? Dam, domo. It sounds like a double drasha. Dam, domo. Couldn't just say the word dam, and it says domo. So here there are two drashas. That only this dam and no other dam, and only dam and not basa. Viduch, what does Rabban do? Viduch. Dam Dama or Dama, so don't make this separate Joshua of Dam Dama. Therefore, there's only one Joshua from Dama, meaning only the psul of Dam, and not on Basa. But who are there? It could be other Kachem also. Well, according to Rabbi Elazar, it applies to a Korban Hashem. According to Rabbi Kiva, applies to all Korbanos. So let's say this now. Bishleim with the Rabbanon, the Yamri Hashem. According to Rabban, sheet like in our Mishnah, Tanakhama, the Mishnah, that says only a Korban Chat and a Korban Pesach is Pesach Shlo Lishmo. But a Korban Oshem is still kosher, even though the Shkita was done, the Shem, a Korban Oilem, that Sheshach to Shlo Lishmo kosher, Haimu the Yiskush, Mincha Lechatas. Mincha Liyoshim. We'll soon see there's a hekesh to say that a mincha is done with the Korban Chatas, and it's done with the Korban Hashem. We'll soon see, because it has two different halachas. The Tanya wrote like this. We have Yishimin Aymer, Kodesh Kodoshimi, Kichatis Ukoshim. It says that it's Minchas Choyte, it said it has a loch of Kodesh Kodoshim, and it's like a Chatas, it's like an Hashem. Meaning to say, Minchas Choyte Rei Kichatis. A Minchas Choyte has a loch of Korban Chatis. What does that mean to say? The figure therefore, Komsa Shloi Lishmo, Psula. Rabbi Shasta Kemitza, you have in mind the shame a different type of a mincha, or a bifsula, because this mincha's chayta, this korban on the yorid like, has a locha like a chattis. Mincha's nedova, harei koshem, but a mincha's nedova has locha like an oshem. What does that mean to say? The first comes, sashlon yeshumo kshayra. So it's good why menachis have a lochis like a chattis and like a oshem. A different type of menachis. A minchas choyte, that's talking like a korban chattis. But a minchas nedova, that's like a korban oshem, that shlo lishmo is still kosher. So according to Rabban Shit of our Mishnah, it's very good. There's an ekesh to say that a mincha has both halachas like a chattis and like an oshem, because there are two different halachas, and there are two different types of menachas. Certain menachas taka, there is a psul shlo lishmo, and certain menachas is like a oshem, which is kosher shlo lishmo. And on the Rabbi Eliezer, the Kohen Rabbi Eliezer, the Shita in our Mishnah, that he says even the Korban Oshem also has the Psul Shlo Lishmo. Is so the my Hilchos Ishkish Mincha Lechatos or Mincha LeYoshem. What halach is there that a Mincha has one halach like a Chatos and a different one like an Oshem? Who do both have the same halachas? That's Rabbi Eliezer's Hekesh Kechatos or Koshem. The Oshem has the same halach like a Korban Chatos. So why does the person have to say a Mincha is like both? They're both exact same halacha. So my answer is, I'll tell you, l'chi idach to Rabbi Shimon. It means to teach you from another halacha like Rabbi Shimon says. The Tanan is learned like this. Shaloi b'chli sharesh pasal. In other words, when you make a mincha,
the kmitza, after you make the kmitza of the mincha, after the kohen takes the handful, he has to put it into a kli shoris. That's the Tanakama that shalom the kli shoris. If you do not put the kmitza in the kli shoris, so psula. Like Rashi says, shalom kiddush hakoymus the kli shoris psula. Shamanoches hukshmus vachim. Because the mincha, the same halacha like a korban, written arba avodas. There are four avodas by a mincha, just like we have four avodas by a korban. Kmitza keneged shchita. The first thing is the kohen takes the handful of the mincha, that's the kmitza like a shchita. Matan kaimus b'kli shoris. Then he takes his handful from the kmitza of the mincha and puts it inside a kli shoris, which is keneged kabbalas adam. Then halacha keneged halacha, and aktora keneged aktora. That's a Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon machsher, Rabbi Shimon says no, it's kosher. And as the kohen is molech the kmitza in his hand, so the mizbech and throws it on the mizbech, the mincha is also kosher. Now, Yom Rabbi Yudu read Rabbi Chiyo, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Why should the mincha be kosher if you didn't put it into the kli shoris? The chul is not kabbalah. So, Makor, the pasuk says, Kodesh Kedoshim mi kichatzis ukoshon. It says that a mincha is Kodesh Kedoshim and it has a locha like a chatzis and like a loshim. What does that mean to say? That means bol of the biyad of the biyamin kachatis. If you want to do the whole avodah of the mincha with your hands, the kohen only wants to use his hand. He does not want to use the kli shoris. He has the right to, and he's supposed to use it in his right hand like a korban chatis. That his zrik is done the etzpa with his hand. The kli, if you want to be over with the kli, that you want to put the kmitz inside the kli shoris. Or if it is small, then you're supposed to carry the kli shoris with your left hand, kosher, like a korban oshem. That's also what the hekish of a mincha is like a chatas and like an oshem. And Rashi explains, Lo'ocha iskash mincha lechatas l'oshem, she'enim shoda b'ilchasayim. That means, bo yodo, b'halocha ha'k'teres b'yashem. If you want to carry the you want to carry it with your hand without a kli shoris, you'll have to. You want to carry the kmitza. Sherasha shekoy mitzbo kizrikas dam. Chatis she biyad etzpa uvimin. Just like a korban chatis is done with the etzpa with his right hand, so the same thing also by the mincha could be brought with his right hand. It says by chatis locha koy midam chatis bi etzbo uvinosam. With Ashim later, bi etzbo uvinosam shloy tainisin elu biyamin. So, who are there in mincha could also be that way. But bol yev de kli, or shal yev de smol, leholach ha-kli, shekit shabatoich ha-desmol way. If you want to carry the kli with your left hand, you're allowed to. Just like a noshim, that's min ha-kli le-mizbeach, shein ben esin at etzpa, you don't use the etzpa when you make the zrikas adam, like sid etzpa la bachatis. Or ksher ha-desmol, you're allowed to use your left hand carrying the halacha, carrying the dam to the mizbeach. So the kitzur, that's this halacha, that a mincha has halacha like an oshem or like a chatis. Meaning, if you want to use it with your hands, you could only use your hands without a kli shoris, like Rav Shimon says. And if you want to, you could use the kli shoris, and then you could even use your left hand. Yeah, but now the Gemara still asks, though, but Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, hay krua mapik le'lohochi, u'mapik le'lohochi. And the Chorus of Kashin, Rabbi Shimon, how can you make two joshes from the same pasuk? The pasuk true says that a mincha is kichatas koshem. But first we said before Rabbi Shimon dashes, it means that shaloi lishmo. That a mincha's chayta is like kichatas. And therefore shaloi lishmo's pasuk. A mincha's nedovah is like an oshem, shaloi lishmo's koshem. That was one drosha. And now we're making another drosha Rabbi Shimon makes in this pasuk. That would a klishos without a klishos. So how could you use the pasuk with two different droshes? So my answer is, I'll tell you, if you crow with Rabbi Yehuda, bread Rabbi Chiyuda Yosa. The Ikka Pasa comes to Rabbi Yehuda, bread Rabbi Chiyuda, says. Like the second Joshua. The teacher says that if you want to be able to be yad, you could use your hands. If you want to use a kli, you could use a kli. That's what the Ikka Pasa comes for. If so, Mincha Tchaita Dipsub Yishlo Mishmo, how does Rabbi Shimon know that by Mincha Tchaita it has blocked like a korban chatis? That Shalom Lishma is possible by Mincha Tchaita. So I'll answer you, Taima Achrinu, from different reasoning. Chatis, Taima Mai, what's the reason why by Korban Chatis? If you check the Shalom Lishma Lashem, another Korban is possible. Tichsib Bahi says Chatis, he, to do it, it has to be done Lashem Chatis. So I'll tell you, Mincha Tchaita Nami, Tichsib Bahi, by Mincha Tchaita, it also says the word He. So therefore, Mincha Tchaita, that's how he knows Shalom Lishma is possible by Mincha Tchaita, not from the Sekish of that a mincha is like a chatas, like an oshem. for the more now the Rabbanim the Mayuchus Iskish Oshon Lechatis, the current Rabbanim Shita. If they say Oshon has a different halacha than Chatis altogether, that Oshon Shlo Lishmos Kosher. Oshon, you bring the dam inside, it's also kosher. So what's the heckish of an Oshon to a Korban Chatis? And with the Gemara, Roy Meloch, Machat is to Nesmicha, a fashion turn smicha for this one halacha. That what the Apostle says, Kechatos a question, meaning just like by Korban Chatis needs smicha, the Yon has to put it in on top of the Korban, the same thing applies by Korban Oshon. But that's all, as far as other halacha goes, it's chalak, even though by Chatis Shlol Lishmo is possible, but by Oshon Shlol Lishmo, that's not a kind of our Mishnah holds, that it's still kosher. Now the Gemara says again in our Mishnah that Yoytzi ben Chuni Yomer Hanishchotim L'shein Chatas L'shein Pesach is also Pesach. Just like a Chatas and a Pesach is Pesach Shlo Lishmo, who had been any other Korban? If you shecht, if you make the Shinu Kodesh of a Korban Omer L'shein Chatas L'shein Pesach, it also becomes Pesach. The Omer Rabbi Yechanon that Yoytzi ben Chuni for Rabbi Eliezer Omer Dov Rechot. They both said the same thing. They both said that L'shem Mechatis makes it possible. Rabbi Murabi says no. The Acherim L'shem Chatis Pligi. There's a difference. If you shecht all the Korbanos L'shem Mekorban Chatis, whether it's possible, that's a machlokes. The Tanya would learn like this. Ha Pesach Korban Pesach Sh'ov Rosh Nosai. If it became over a year old already, you can't use it for Korban Pesach anymore. V'shochetu Bizmano L'shmo. You shecht it on the Zman of Erev Pesach, Nishmo Hashem Korban Pesach. Even though it's not fit for Korban Pesach, it's after the year ready. It's like a Korban Shlomim, so it comes out like you shecht the Korban Shlomim, Nishem Korban Pesach. V'chein, the same thing, HaShechit Achem Nishem Pesach Bezmanoi. Any other Korban that you shecht on Erev Pesach, you dalid, after Chatzos, any other Korban, let it be an Oyler or Shlomim, either shecht it Nishem Korban Pesach, so Rabbi Eliezer Toysel. Rabbi Eliezer says yes, any korban is shechted l'shein, or korban pesach becomes tossel. If Yeshua Machshav, Yeshua says no, l'masa l'maisa korban leil, korban shlomim, shalom l'shmo is still kosher. Zero, so even though you had a man, l'shem a korban pesach, so what? It's still only a shinu kodesh that's still kosher by other korbanos. Only by chatas and by pesach is it tossel. Om Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Om Rabbi Yeshua, in Bisha Yemois Hashona Sheina Kosha Lishmoi. But before this, so kids, that's the Shiloh that Jav Yerchanan said that Yosef ben Chuni and Blaz both said the same thing. Just like what Yosef ben Chuni says in our Mishnah, any other Korban, whether it's Shechet L'Shem Pesach or Shem Chatas is Pesach, so Jav Yerchanan holds that Blaz says the same thing, even though Blaz only says that other Korbanos L'Shem Pesach is Pesach, Priyo Tzuladin other Korbanos L'Shem Chatas is also Pesach. This Rava says back no. Rava says it's not true. The Jablezer only says other Kabbalas L'Shem Pesach is Pesel. But other Kabbalas L'Shem, the Korban Chatis, would be kosher. So to Shiloh, what does Jablezer mean to say? That's a machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and Rava. We'll soon explain. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, like says back to Rabbi Lezer, that in Vishay Yemois Hashonah, the rest of the year, Shem L'Kosher L'Shmoi, a Korban Pesach, if you shecht L'Shem HaKorban Pesach is possible, it's not the Zman HaKorban Pesach. Still you tell me now, Acherim, Kisherim L'Shmoi, that other Korbanos, if you shecht L'Shem HaKorban Pesach, if you call it Skol Kosher, if so the Zmanoi, on the Zman Erev Pesach itself, on Yudalit, Shu Kosher L'Shmoi, that if you shecht HaKorban Pesach L'Shmoi, then it is Kosher, is there no din to Yachshiru Acherim L'Shmoi? Isn't it a throw for sure that if you shech now a Korban Olo or a Korban Shlomim on Erev Pesach, the Zman of a Korban Pesach, if you shech now your Korban Olo L'Shem a Korban Pesach, isn't it for sure that it should be kosher? So that's the way Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Eliezer. How could you, Rabbi Eliezer, say that any other Korban that's shechted L'Shem Pesach is possible? Why? That's his Kavachayna. In Mishayim Eres Hashanah Shadikosh L'Shmoi Achem L'Shmoi B'Zman Shadikosh L'Shmoi Nadin Shechshir Achem L'Shmoi. This Amalari Rebbe Lezer says back, no, Oichil of Hadvorm, I could say it's more just the opposite. Let's change it around. Oichil of Hadvorm, it's like this. Umar im Bishayim Eres Hashanah, by the rest of the year. Shein Yekosh L'Shmoi. if you shecht at this Korban Pesach, l'shein the Korban Pesach is possible, the rest of the year is not the Zman HaPesach. L'shmoy is possible. Koshuhu l'shem acherim, if you shecht the Korban Pesach l'shem any other Korban, then it's kosher, it's like a shlomin. With the Shiluk Kodesh, that's still kosher. If so, the Zmanoi, on the Zman of Pesach itself, Shu kosher l'shmoi. If you take the Korban Pesach itself and shecht it l'shmoi, that is kosher. Ein adin, isn't it for sure? Sheyuch shal l'shem acherim. Isn't it for sure that if you shecht the Korban Pesach now, l'shem another Korban, for sure it should be kosher. And therefore, according to your Svar should come out, v'yuch shal Pesach v'yab also shalom l'shmoi. You should tell me then that a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, even though you shecht the shalom l'shmoi, it should still be kosher. And like we know, we have Sukkim ready. That's real. It can't be this way. So the question is, v'cheinat toimo? Like we have Lez asking back to the shul, is this the way really you say? Like how could you say that? We have Sukkim. We know that Pesach shudah lishma b'zman is possible. And therefore, Lez says like this: the pircha upon your soul like this. Ma lihuch shura cherim b'shayimoyis hashana lishmoi. You know why other kabbonis l'shem akorim Pesach is kosher. You know why? Shekein hu kosher shemacherim. Because shalai bizman yudalit, it's not the zman of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is also kosher, that the shechita was on the shemacherim. But the yuchshru acherim, bizman o lishmo, but should you say that other kabbonis that are being shechted now on Arab also, on the 14th day of Erev Pesach, lishmo l'shem Korban Pesach, should they be kosher? No. Shekein hu posel l'shem acherim. Just like the Korban Pesach itself today, now in Erev Pesach, is posel l'shem acherim, is the posel shalom l'shmo. So the same svar should apply. Any other Korban that if you shechted l'shem a Korban Pesach today should also be posel. This is the Rav Lez's svar. Svar says back, oh my Lord, Bishur says back, the blood is still. If Bishur says back, according to your Svara, that all the Kabbonis, L'shem Pesach is possible on Erev Pesach, in came of soul, Horat or Koyach Pesach, you taken away from the strength of a Korban Pesach, from Osata Koyach Bishlomim, and you given tremendous Koyach for Korban Bishlomim. And it's not that way, the Torah said there's a Psalm of Shlom Lishmo by Pesach, and not by Korban Bishlomim. So Rashi explains like this, in Kemah she says, Imata Poisol Acherim, Lishmoi, Bizman, if you can tell me any other Korban, that the Shechita was done L'shem HaKorban Pesach on Erev Pesach, it's like a Poisol, if so, Hoirat Pesach, you're taking away the Koyach of Korban Pesach, and you're giving the Koyach to Korban Shlomim, for the Sata Koyach B'Shlomim. Why? Shekol HaShono, Shizman Shlomim, the rest of the year. When it's a Zman HaShlomim for the Korban Pesach even, Pesach HaNishtat HaNishchat L'shmoi is kosher. A Korban Pesach that's the shocked of L'shem. A Korban Shlomim is kosher. V'ayom and today, Shu Zman Pesach, which is a Zman Pesach telling me, called Shlomim. HaNishchat L'shmoi P'sulim. Any Korban Shlomim that's the shocked L'shem, a Korban Pesach becomes Pesach. Nimsos Machshev Shaloi Godel Koyach B'Shlomi Pesach. There's a bigger psalm of Korban Shlomim than there is in the Korban Pesach, and we know not like that. That's Rabbi Yeshua's kasha back to Rabbi Eliezer. Tomorrow says true, and Choza Rabbi Eliezer B'Dona B'Nacha. Because of this, Rabbi Eliezer went through it out, learned out his svar from another place. They said like this another svar that Mutsimu Moisa Pesach Bo Shlomim. We know the Lacha reads that a Korban Pesach, yes, for it's not how many kids use it anymore for Korban Pesach. It has Lacha like a Korban Shlomim. The Yang Moisa Shlomim Bo Pesach. But the leftover from a Korban Shlomim does not become to be a Korban Pesach. If so, well, Ma Pesach, Ma the Korban Pesach itself, She Moisa Bo Shlomim. The leftover of it becomes into a Shlomim. Still, Shachatu Bizman al Shem Shlomim Pesach, if he shech to Korban Pesach. On this man of Erev Pesach, L'shem Shlomim, that is possible, that's exactly the cost of that Pesach, Shlomim L'shmo is possible. If so, Shlomim, Shein Moisrim Bo Pesach, a leftover, an extra Korban Shlomim, does not become into a Korban Pesach. If so, in Shochtom L'shem Pesach Bizmanoi, and Adin Sheif Sulim, isn't it a swore for sure that he shecht the Korban Shlomim on the Zman of a Korban Pesach, on the Zman of Erev Pesach, that it should be possible? So that's Rebbe Eliezer's svara, that Madach Korban Pesach which its meister becomes a shlomim, still shaloi lishmon erev Pesach is possible, a shlomim that does not become into be a korban pesach, for sure if you shech the shlomim l'shem pesach on erev Pesach, it should be possible. This is Rabbi Lazar's limud. Simar says back, Omer l'Rav Yishur, Yishur says back to Rabbi Lazar, listen, Matzim, we find meister chatez